Leftover the previous year, we're just trying to put the final touches on how to get around the problem called Kinyan Devarim. Gemara in Bavasa that Gimel started the ball rolling tells us that a Kinyan Chalipin is not effective on a Maisa. I can't say, well, we're going to make a Kinyan Chalipin to do the following. We're going to divide up our Chotzer. That doesn't mean anything. So based on that, Rishonim are bothered. We seem to do Kinyan Devarim all the time. And the couples get married. So the Chosson obligates himself to pay money, an exorbitant amount of money, to his kala if and when the ksuba becomes payable, even though he doesn't have any property. If he doesn't have any property, then there's nothing tangible for the kinyan to be chal on. The best the kinyan can be chal on is this obligation, this promise, giving his word that he's going to pay her. Isn't that a kinyan devar? So two different approaches to Rishon. The first was presented by Rabbeinu Leo as answer to the Ri. Then a kinyan devarim doesn't apply when there's a shibud. Even though it's only a shibud haguf, whenever there's an obligation that's created, that's not called the kinyan devarim. Kinyan devarim means that I'm saying I'm going to do action A, B, or C. That's called the kinyan devarim. An obligation is not called the kinyan devarim. Then we have the second answer in Tosfos, is that it could be that it's called the kinyan devarim. But what do you mean he doesn't have any property? Of course he has property. Who are you joking? The kid's 18 years old. He doesn't have a penny to his name, but he tells us that he has property. He's made that he has property. Hodos baldin kibedim nami. Whatever you say, which is incriminating to you, you say that you have property. Oh, we believe you. It's a joke. We're laughing as we believe you. But that's the name. Hodos baldin kibedim nami. What's the source in Chazal for this idea that a person can make hodos baldin even though everybody knows that's not true? So that was the Gemara of Basra, a very, very strange story of Basra about how Isagiura was trying to transfer money over to his son, but the person wasn't really his son. And Rava came up with this idea, which Rava was not happy was actually implemented, the notion called Odisa, that simply making a statement that $10,000, that is Rav Mari's money. I'm not trying to give it to him. That is his money. I'm making a statement. Oh, those, well, then it is his money. Even though, come on, we know it's not his money. We know. Rav Mari's 15 years old, learning in the shiva. He doesn't have 10,000 golden coins. It doesn't matter. If Yura made the statement, I'm here by giving Aldous Baldin that it's Rav Mari's money, so be it. I'll pay Alocha that money now belongs to Rav Mari. So Tosus took that Gemara one step further. That's where really we left off last week. But Tosus wanted to invoke that sugya of Odisa to solve a problem. The problem is a Mishnah, the second Maaseh Sheni, quoted by the fourth paragraph. A person is trying to redeem Maaseh Sheni, but he's trying to cheat the Chomesh. He doesn't want to pay the added fifth. So that's okay, you're allowed to do that. The only way for you to do that is that you don't redeem your own Maaseh Sheni, you redeem somebody else's Maaseh Sheni. So you can play games. I can give you money, I can give you the fruit. As long as Reuven is rooting for Shimon, Shimon is rooting for Reuven, that's all okay. The problem is, the Gemara quotes a scenario where there was no way for me to transfer the coins to somebody else. So I would love to give the coins over to you, and you'll go ahead and you'll be told to my Maaseh Sheni and saving everybody the extra money. But I don't have the technical ability to transfer it to you. So if we take a look at the 11th of the Maaseh Mekamos, it's three lines towards the end, four lines towards the end of the Tosfos. The last word of the line is Vikasha. Ask Tosfos, why is the Gemara draying with, I'm going to be mocked at the coins for you with a Kinyan Suda, with a Kinyan Agav, with a Kinyan this, with a Kinyan that. Come on. Vikasha delikni hamos behodo. Let Reuven just get up and say, oh, these $100 coins, these are not my coins. These are Shimon's coins. Exactly what the Gemara said above Basra. So says Tosfos, why not? Delikni hamos behodo. We know that those coins don't really belong to you. But guess what? We know that money didn't belong to Amar either. And it's still okay. So Tosus might be the Kasha. Sorachim, Kasha, Tosus doesn't give the answer. You get the impression from Tosus that it would work for some technical reason. Somehow nobody thought of it, but it really would work. There's no halachic reason why it wouldn't work. But now, that's the parashah of Dos Baldin, that I make a statement, this bottle of water now belongs to Stephen. I'm not being mocked at you. It's yours. It's been yours all along. I'm looking based in the eye and I'm saying, I'm doing Dos Baldin. This is not my bottle of water. Basin knows that I'm lying. Doesn't matter. A pidin, that water now is yours. That water Allah is considered to be yours. That's what the Gemara says, but you're secure. So the goal of my Zisheni is, I have all this fruit of my Zisheni, and I have these coins I want to redeem my Zisheni on. But the din is, if I use my own coins and my own fruit, I have to add a fifth. So the chap is to make you the rightful owner of those coins. So how am I going to do that? So the Gemara is tumbling to try to figure out. The coins are not here. The coins are 100 miles away. So there's no kiddush chalipa and coins. It's not going to work. It's not going to nothing's working. The Tosafot says, what do you mean? Just let the owner, the previous owner of the coins, the owner of the fruit, make a hodas baldin. These coins belong to Reuven. Once he makes it hodas baldin, they're not my coins. He says, these were never my coins. They've always been Reuven's coins. Bezin's laughing. Bezin knows it's a big joke. Doesn't matter. Kiddush odisa. That's Tosafot's kasha. And Tosafot doesn't reject. Tosafot doesn't give you some fancy, lumpish answer why it doesn't work. That's why I didn't think about thinking of it. But it sounds from Tosafot that it actually would work. But in contrast, it tells us in Bavitsiya, tells us in Bavakama, actually gives you a reason why it doesn't work. So if you take a look at the 12th of the Ramakamos, so Tez tells us, Vahi de Parakazov, Kavihai Omed Begorin, de Parak, look at the Agav Ara, Umishad de Laisi Ara. Why didn't the Gemara come up with Kirin Odisa? Hosamid de Araisa, but Inon de Islay Ara. The elase they are a lot of kruma osa bidaraisa, shukhul liftos ben maisa shayni. Val inin ligvos, kevich a hoda shayesh to vikno lo agav kakalam lo yigba. Says Tosis, wait a second. There's a big difference between the Issigura story and the maisa shayni story. The maisa shayni story, that money has to belong to the other party, min ha-Torah. We're talking about pigeon maisa shayni. We're talking about avoiding the halach of chomesh. That's a dimmin atonah. That's not a dimmin drabaran. That's not a made up halacha. That's a dimmin deraisa. And therefore, the money has to belong to the other person on a deraisa level. The standard of ownership has to be Torah definition of ownership. Tes tells us, this kinyan odisa, come on, this doesn't work min haTorah. This presumably only works with the drabaran. And therefore, in the story of Issigur and Rav Mari, it's just dinim mamonis. Dinim mamonis, hefker beis hefker. Beis can do whatever they want. So Beis Din decided to institute this idea called Odisa. Great, it works. Vis-a-vis Mamonis, it works. But vis-a-vis Issev Heter, it's not going to work. Issev Heter, it has to literally belong to you. And apparently what Tosafot is saying is that Kinyan Odisa doesn't work min haTorah. It only works mid derabbanan. Ad kan devar Tosafot. So unlike Tosafot in Bava Metzia, which left with the kasha, didn't bother giving a teretz, couldn't think of a teretz. The Baal HaTeretz and Bava Kama came with a great teretz. The great teretz is that Kinyan Odisa actually falls short because if they're abundant, it's not their Isa. What exactly did Tosafot mean with this line? What made Kinyan Odisa the Rabban exactly? What is it about Kinyan Odisa that's only made the Rabban? We started off by saying it's the greatest Kinyan in the world. What happened? So Rabbi Kiv Eger has a suffix. How to read Pshat and Tosfos, and it's going to be enough Kamin Ladina for us. Rabbi Kiv Eger says, you can really understand Tosfos' hesitation, Tosfos' problem one of two ways. This idea called a Kinyan Odisa may be a misnomer. A Kinyan Odisa may not really be a Kinyan altogether. What Odisa simply is a Hodas Baldin Kimi Eidim Dami. It's simply a statement of fact. Beis Din believes me on what I'm saying, and therefore, Beis Din will act based on what I'm saying. Does the Beis Din honestly think that the money now belongs to the other party who I was molded to? Ridiculous. Kinyan Odisa is not a Kinyan. The whole concept of a Kinyan is meaningless. Why does it work in the Rav Murray and the Issigura story? Because we don't really care who literally owns the property. We care, is there a Hodos Baldin? Beis Din Paskins, Halach is based on Hodos Baldin. We have Dinei Torah based on what the Eidim say, what the Hodos Baldin says. That's the protocol in terms of Dinei Mamonis. But when it comes to Issa Heter, when it comes to Orech Chaim and Yerideya, says Rabbi Kiv Eger, we have to know who really owns these coins. What does it help me that in a Beis Din, in a court of law, the Beis Din is going to make believe that the rightful owner is Reuven because Shimon said so? Make believe. The world of Orech Chaim and Yerideya is not a world of make believe. The world of Peter and Maisa Shani means that we have to look at Kodesh Baruch Hu in the face and say, I'm not the owner of these coins. And the answer is, that's not true. You are the owner of these coins. You made a Kinyan Odisa. It's a Kinyan Odisa. There's no such thing. It's We made up that concept called kinyan. It doesn't exist. It never existed. It's simply Hadas Baldin that works in Chayshim Mishpat, but it has no relevance outside of Chayshim Mishpat proper. In terms of Isurim, it's meaningless. That's one way of reading the Tosfos. Well, the other way of reading the Tosfos is saying that, no, kinyan Adisa is a great, phenomenal kinyan. It exists. It really is what we thought it was. But it's a kinyan that was made up by the Chachamim. It's a kinyan, the Rabbanan. Like a lot of kinyanim, the Rabbanan. If I want to sell you metaltal and I want to say a bag of potatoes, so min haTorah, the way to acquire those potatoes is by paying for the potatoes. Min the Rabbanan, the way to buy it is by picking up the potatoes. Hadbo, Mashicha. There are 100 different kinyanim, the Rabbanan. Kinyan Adisa is one of those kinyanim, the Rabbanan. As such, as a kinyan, the Rabbanan, it's not going to work for dinim deraisa. It's not going to be effective for pinyan maisa sheni. Pinyan maisa sheni requires standards much higher. Requires ownership or lack thereof on the level of deraisa. So Rav Kivega has a nuance of a question. What did Tosa say? Again, Tosa the Bavitzia didn't say anything. Tosa Bavitzia never answered the question. But Tosa the Bavakama had serious reservations with kinyan odisa working for pinyan maisa sheni. What was the hesitation? So two possibilities, says Rabbi Kivega. Either because it's not a kinyan at all, not a kinyan deraisa, not a kinyan. It's a garnish. It's another thing. It works in protocols of Dinei Torah, but it doesn't touch Pashas HaKinyanim. According to the second shot in Rabbi Kivega, it is a kinyan. It's a full fledged bona fide kinyan mid Rabbanan, which doesn't work with Dinei Torah. My nafkamina comes as follows. There is a comment of the Ktzos concerning kinyan odisa that could potentially make life very, very easy for us. So that's a loaded question. We say hefker is in hefker, but many Rishonim say that means that yes, you become the owner of the property, but not on a pure level of deraisa. And let's say in areas of halacha that require it to be yours, let's say lemashal, I want to go to the store and buy a Luvin Esrig. So I buy Luvin Esrig on a level of the Rabbanan, but I didn't buy it. I don't own it on a level of deraisa. So there are some posts who say that's no good for the first day of Sukkot, because the first day of Sukkot has to be lochem on a level of deraisa.
No, but you can use that argument. You can say hefker beis is hefker, right? Basin says this belongs to this person. And then if someone steals it from him, that's the deraisa.
Right. So what you're alluding to is a major, major machlokes that we showed him. What the koach, lack thereof, hefker beis and hefker is all about? That's a very, very loaded question. But lemaisa, there are two opinions about this. And the Rebbe Kivega is learning one beer in Tosfos and Bavakama as taking a stand on that issue. So my nafkamina ladina for us comes to Ktzos to the following interesting suggestion to make life significantly easier for more for the Rabbanim on Erev Pesach. Comes Erev Pesach, and you know, the Rav comes to meet with the non-Jew. He's got hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of chametz. He's got 1,000 shtaros here. And he's trying to figure out logistically, how am I going to transfer the ownership, the lacking ownership of this chametz to the non-Jew? Now, we better solve this problem. Otherwise, we have got a lot of very, very unhappy customers of your Balabatim on your hands. I'm trying to figure out, just practically, how do I get this chametz to the non-Jew? So I run into the following problem. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes in Rishonim and Apaskin. How do I sell metaltal into a non-Jew? It's easier said than done. What method of kinyan do I use? I want to sell this bottle of water to a non-Jew. How do I go about doing that? So according to one opinion in the Gemara, you have to do it through kinyan kesef. He simply pays you for the water, and then it becomes his. Going to the other opinion of the Gemara, no, that's not the method of kinyan. There are sugyas of kinyan, the parshas of kinyan that the Torah gives us, and the rules of kinyan are a little bit different between Jews and goyim and Jews and Jews. According to one opinion of the Gemara, the only way to really affect the kinyan on the metaltalin between a Jew and a non-Jew is through mashicha or hagba. Physically, the non-Jew has to pick it up or drag the animal into his property. That's the only way to be kinya metaltalin. If you would take that approach that you have to have a mashiach or a gbah, that would make life absolutely impossible for us to Erev Pesach. What that would mean is I'm standing with a non-Jew and say, okay, I got 10,000 shtaros here, and I got pizza in one freezer, and I got bottles of schnapps in another person's house, and I got boxes of cereal over here, and I got a caterer who's got 4,000 things stuck in his storehouse. Now it's time, Erev Pesach, nothing better to do. Let's go step by step, pick up every single piece of chametz to be koina. So you can start now, even with the Shon Muberis, you're not going to finish. So the bottom line is that that's obviously not practical. Again, we can take the attitude, no big deal. So we'll follow the other Rishonim, and we'll just do Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is easy. The non-Jew will give me a nickel, and we'll be cutting all the chametz. Okay, if you want to go sit down by the Seder knowing that according to half the Rishonim, all your Balabatim are in flagrant violation of Rovei Motzei, so that's fine. But we're going to try to come up with a better idea. So already the later poskim already came up with the following suggestions. Let's search around for different possible kinyanim that we could do that may be effective. So some came up with the following idea. Let's make what's called a kinyan chalipin. Our sugya dav gimel. Remember, kinyan chalipin is a great kinyan. It works on all objects. So we'll make a simple kinyan chalipin. Non-Jew will hand me a, I would say to him his yarmulke, but probably not his yarmulke. He'll hand me his pen, he'll hand me his take off his watch, he'll give me his glasses, he'll give me a glove, he'll give me something as a kinyan. And hocus pocus, by giving me a simple kinyan suda / kinyan chalipin, will be kind of the millions of dollars worth of fun. It's fantastic, wonderful. Except for the fact that not everybody is convinced that a kinyan chalipin actually works between Jews and goyim. It's not so simple that a kinyan chalipin really works for Jews and non-Jews. The Tam claims it does, and the Shach claims it doesn't. It's not so poshut. So what we like to do is like this. We'll do it for good luck. We have nothing to lose, but we're not really sure it works. So now we have two kinyanim that we do, which are very easy to do. We do a kinyan kesef, why not? Or the Sabbath Shabbat works. We'll throw in a kinyan chalipin for good luck, why not? Maybe it works, but we're still not so comfortable to go to the Seder this way. Let's come up with a couple of others. Maybe we could do this like this. Selling land or renting land to a non-Jew is much easier than actually selling a tafelin. It's a very, very easy way to for the non-Jew to acquire land to Kesef, like stay Ephraim, Avram bought it from Ephraim. The non-Jew could buy back, could lease back, you rent a piece of land. I'm not in the land, I'm not in real estate right now, or Pesach. Why am I selling land? Oh, if I sell land, then I have a chap. If I sell or rent land to the non-Jew, then I can do what's called the kinyan agav. Agav, the selling of the land, I can sell on the metatlin, and he doesn't even need to make a kinyan, a mice kinyan on the metatlin. Great idea. So another eitza, let the non-Jew give me a nickel, and I'll rent them a tiny, tiny piece of my real estate somewhere, and agav that, I'll buy $10 million worth of chum. It sounds wonderful, except, as you could probably guess, it's machlekes mishanim whether a kinyan agav speaks to goyim or not. Not so simple. Why different kinyanim do work for non-Jews and don't is really beyond our discussion right now. But lemaisa, every one of these kinyanim that I'm mentioning has a potential glitch. It may not work for non-Jews for technical reasons. So kinyan agav, great. We'll throw it in for good luck. You know, nothing to lose, but we're not 100% sure. We're still not comfortable. We're still looking. We're still searching. Wait a second. We're already selling land to non-Jew, already renting land to the non-Jew. Why should we sell a piece of land somewhere in China? Why don't we rent the land where the chametz is actually sitting on? That would make so much more sense. I'm not going into that closet anyway. I'm not going into that backyard, back part of the house anyway. So I'll rent that piece of land to the non-Jew, and then anything that's in that land can now be owned by the non-Jew through a kinyan chatzer. That's not agav. Agav means I sell you a piece of land here, and I've agav that land, I have a talit a mile away. Mm-hmm. Chatzer means I sell you land now. There's nothing there. But then an hour later, I come and I put the tablet onto that land later. So your kohen, the non-Jew, would be cutting with the kinyan chatzer. Great, wonderful. You probably could have guessed it, that there's a machlokes as a poskim, whether a non-Jew has a kinyan chatzer or not. Not so simple. And again, each one of these objections, each one has its own quirk, has its own reason why it may not work. So kinyan chatzer is not so much. So far, we have four half-baked kinyanim. We have kinyan kesef, may not work. We have kinyan chalit, may not work. We have kinyan agav, may not work. We have kinyan chatzer, may not work. If you want another one, for good luck. It's called a kinyan situmta. Kinyan situmta is a gemara in the fifth parak of Bava Metzia. It means minik ha-sochrim. Whatever the norm that sochrim do, whatever people consider to be normal business practices, if it's the derecha of the merchant, derecha sochrim to do it, that's like a kinyan. The gemara has this about buying barrels of wine. If I sell you a barrel of wine and you put your stamp on the barrel of wine, you didn't pick up the barrel of wine yet. You didn't pay for the wine. You didn't do a kinyan chalipin, nothing. All you did is put your stamp on it. If the derech ha'olam is to be coded things through a stamp on the barrel, that's considered to be a kinyan. Some of you may remember 2 years ago when we did all those fancy kinyanim for tefillah, to exempt from tefillah's kalim. In Erev Pesach, the beginning of COVID, we're trying to sell everybody silverware and glasses and to avoid people having to go to the kalim mikvah. So one of the kinyanim that we did online was like a kinyan situmta, like a derech ha'sochrim. So even though it wasn't an official formal kinyan, but it's the halacha does recognize what's considered to be the derech olam. So if in the world of internet commerce, that's how people sell things, so that halacha that probably takes effect as well. So we have five kinyanim, but believe it or not, some say kinyan sochrim, is only kinyan derabbanan, it doesn't work for chametz. We're not doing well over here. We throw in another kinyan for good luck, Chodini de Bachusa. We write a document, even though in halacha documents that work for the Talpin, but Dini de Bachusa, they do work for that. We throw that in. We have six kinyanim. Each one of them is, I don't want to say more problematic than the next, but each one has a glitch to it. So comes the Ketzos and says, I have the seventh kinyan. It's the best kinyan in the world. It's an amazing kinyan. It's easy. It'll take us less time than all the other kinyanim, says the Ketzos. You should walk in to meet with an Andrew and make the following statement. I have all these hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars worth of chametz, and here the rabbi is representing all the clients, all the balabat, authorize him to do whatever he has to do in the imamunas. He makes a statement, he says, you won't believe this, but, he's right, we don't believe it. You won't believe it. Mr. Brown, the non-Jew, is the rightful owner of that pizza. He owns the pizza all along. We were all gone off him. We've been robbing him all these years. He is the owner of the pizza store. He always was the owner. I'm going to get up and make our dos baldin. Mr. Brown is the rightful owner of all the schnapps that all the Jews have been stealing from him for the last 10, since the last Pesach. We don't need any chalipim, we don't need any agavs, we don't need any kesef, we don't need any handshake, we don't need nothing. We hope this box belongs. Comes to Ketzos, says, wait a second, not so fast. Tosis in Baba Kama said, it doesn't work for my Sasheni money. It's not so simple, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? According to Rabbi Kibager, you know why it doesn't work? Because it's a farce. It's not a kinyan altogether. If it's not a kinyan, so forget it. How's that going to change Bali Rabbi Motta? How's that going to affect Chametz and Erev Pesach? It's a joke. So if you read the Tosis like Rabbi Kibager suggested, that kinyan Odisa is just not a kinyan, never was, never is, never will be a kinyan, so then obviously we're wasting our time using an Erev Pesach. But the Tosis didn't read the Tosis that way. The Tosis read it the other way. The Tosis said, it's only a kinyan derabbanan. You're right. It's not a kinyan deraisa. It's only a kinyan derabbanan. Says the Tosis, okay, let it be a kinyan derabbanan. It'll help us. How's it going to help us? Isn't my Rabbi Motze a real din deraisa? We have a Torah problem here. How is a fake, make-believe, half-baked kinyan derabbanan here to solve by Rabbi Motze? Says the Tosis, I'll tell you why. Very simple. Who said I have to sell my chametz min haTorah? Who said? The Torah says, by Rabbi Matzei. It's a throwback to last year's Shiur Mepsachim. The Gemara says in Mepsachim, the Dalar Rebbeis, midaraisa, bebitul bi'almasagi. Min haTorah, I don't have to really get rid of chametz min haTorah. All I have to do is be mevatel my chametz min haTorah. Kol chamira. Midirabonon, even though I was mevatel my chametz, I now midirabonon have to bedikas chametz and bi'al chametz and physically get rid of it. But min haTorah, I can simply be mevatel it. Either because, according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah of tashbisu, and hashbas b'leiv is hashbasa. Or according to Tosfos, it's a mafke the chametz, it's not mine, so I'm circumventing by, however that were, I aim the shirim of last year. But bottom line, it says, it tells, minatari, you don't have to do anything. So minatari, just do bitl and you're good to go. Now I'm a dirabonan, I'm not allowed to leave pizza in my freezer, I'm not allowed to leave the schnapps in my closet, so I'm a dirabonan, I have to physically get rid of it. So what do? I sell it to the non-Jew. It's not money more. Then I'm not even responsible even with the rabbanim. What standard of kinyan do I require, says the Ketzos? I don't need a deraisa to a standard. I can suffice with a derabbanim to a standard. What's a great kinyan derabbanim? Kinyan yudisa. Arsugya. So again, this Ketzos is ha'ara is only true according to his way of reading the Tosis. If you read the Tosis like the first approach of Rabbi Kinegar, the Tosis was saying, this is a sham, this is a farce. This is not a kinyan, not minatari, not midrabanan. The whole thing is a joke. So obviously it's not going to help us for Bechimus Chametz. Bottom line is, we don't rely on this Ketzos. We don't even add in this kinyan diminishing. We don't even put in this kinyan decent into the mixture. We're not really sure that it works. We're not sure it works minatari. We're not sure it works midrabanan. We're not sure it works altogether. So therefore, the last thing we're going to do is rely on kinyan odisa for this principle of Bechimus Chametz. But in Lomdus, it may work. According to one side of Rabbi Kibager, it may really, honestly, it may actually work. And don't forget, Tosfos Baba Tzia said it really did work for Maaseh Sheni. They just couldn't figure out why the Gemara never bothered to mention it, but it really would work. So the bottom line is this Yesh Befarshim, and our Sugya has taken on a life in of itself. So it's all to solve the problem of Kinyan Devarim. So we got into a pickle because the Gemara Baba Basad of Gimel, it's hard to believe we're still living Baba Basad of Gimel. Now we're talking about Mechiris Chametz, but it all started with the Gemara Baba Basad of Gimel. What happened to Kinyan Devarim? The Gemara says in Gimel, you can't make a Kinyan Chalipin on nothing. You can't make a Kinyan Chalipin on a mice alone. You need a Cheftza. So how can the chosen stand under the chuppah and be mishabed himself for $10 million he doesn't have? So according to one Dan tells us, he created a shibud haguf. And that's the end of the story. The Odi Shlomer, the second approach he tells us was, no, he created a kibud on a chavtza. What chavtza? Who chavtza? The chavtza that he owns. What do he owns? He doesn't own it. Well, he told us he owned it. That's all we have to reckon with, is what he told us. So does one didn't convey him money. How far that principle goes, is that just simply part of the protocol of Beis Din, of Eidus and Beis Din? Or is that really truly part of Pashas the Kinyanim? So that's the loaded question in 2 days. It tells us, if it's actually part of Pashas the Kinyanim, then it could perhaps help us in the realm of Bechiras Chavetz. So Chopanim, we made a complete circle in terms of this Kinyan Chalip and what it can or can't do in terms of us. Hopefully that's from tomorrow. We have to start now the next Sugya. We have to start tomorrow, Mitzvah, with the next Sugya as to the other possible Kinyan that the Gemara suggests to solve the limits. Yeah, that's right. Just say that this is his. That's right. You can just make a statement. It's his. Okay. It's solve all the problems. Okay. You and the Tzitz can solve all the problems. I almost used this Kinyan when we did it, but he was chametz for you guys in Belarus. Oh, that was not that. That was another Mechir was chametz fiasco.